It's him.
Good evening, Selmet, and welcome.
As always, my dear friends, we are happy to join with you on this evening, especially because we have one who is about to leave us, but remember that it is not a goodbye, but just a parting of the way for a very short period. Once connection is made with us, we do not abandon those who work so well. And for this, we thank the Lady and know that her spiritual growth will continue.
Thank you.
So, it is a great pleasure for us to see how much energy is within this very full room. And it makes us feel, when we listen to you, just how much you have all grown, how much you have grown in your understanding of spirits. We take the thanks that the lady and the gentleman have given, and we thank you for allowing this condition to make you grow stronger, because that is what it does.
Yes.
When any condition is adverse, then it takes a greater will, spiritual will, to go forward. But you have been prime examples of this. And as someone has said this time, it is most common when it comes to problems in the body that you as human beings will suffer because of it. But always the question lies open: why do some suffer and why do others do not? We do not look at it like that. You are all loved. You are all part of the Great Spirit. And when you start to think, why me? That is not quite correct. My dear friends, be thankful that that great Creator has allowed you to experience whatever it is you are going through at this particular time. Yes, I want to say to you, my dear friends, I will be with you only one more time before your holiday season begins. I feel that the time is coming for you all to take a bigger part in your own expansion, to grow, to wonder, to change, and above all, to continue to love others, which is in fact what you do each day, whether it be for a stranger or a person that you know. My dear friends, you all have that love and capability. And I feel our journey through many years have contributed to these happenings. So continue and continue to grow. I am only staying with you for a short time this evening. So if there are any questions, please ask them now.
I had a question in regards of the energetic portals.
Yes.
There are some astrologists that are talking about them. I'm not quite sure what they are. And some people are saying they're true, and some people are saying they're false. They say there were two this month, one on the 11th and one on the 22nd, next Thursday. Can you comment about those energetic portals?
Those energies are only a small part of the universes. It is only that as human beings you have to place a name with these happenings. Let me just explain to you, my dear friend, that it is all part of the universe.
Right.
It is nothing unusual. And it is happening all of the time, even if you as humans are not aware of it. So I would only kindly suggest that you do not worry about all of these things. And as in your world, you know, there are always agreements and disagreements about many subjects.
Yes.
I would say, just think of the wonder of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the place within the many worlds that you are aware of, and just to let it be.
Yes, thank you.
I hope that helps you.
Yeah, it sounded kind of a sort of saying you need to open yourself and be connected and all that, but
yes.
Everybody is anyway. I
you
mean,
are
living on the same planet. Doesn't
yes.
matter. If,
so there will always be many happenings in your world or outside of your world that take place that need no explanation. You do not need it to grow spiritually. It is used only for some kind of recognition. Human beings are always looking for new beginnings, mm-hmm. instead of allowing the knowledge of what they have today mm-hmm. to be honored.
Thank
you. Understand?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You as human beings have very small human brains and sometimes happenings in the bigger scheme of life seems to be very confusing. I say, and I am probably repeating myself again, just allow these happenings to happen naturally. Allow yourselves to grow nor the wonder of spirits, not of the universes, because there are many.
Yeah.
Take control of your own spirits, and it will take you and guide you to many, many forms of life.
Just go with the flow.
I believe that is an earthly expression.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But it is a very true one.
Yeah.
Why complicate it matters when you can have acceptance? And it is like the form of love.
Yes.
You would not expect a deep explanation for something that happens so naturally.
Mm-hmm.
No. Is there more questions, please?
Could you explain, when we ask for healing, what actually happens and how it differs if we ask in the room and if we try and do healing ourselves at a distance for people?
Absent healing, I believe you call it.
Yes.
Yes. We need to talk a little about energies, because that is what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
As the thought exists and is made to exist, the energy which surrounds it is carried to those who can help.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that all things are energy. That is the key word here. That energy is affiliated to other energies around you. In the same way as you have radio waves that you never see but can still create noise.
Mm-hmm.
So too can the healing energies that you send or give to another. And you have to think, how does it happen? All I can say is that you allow the energies to do what they have to do. And it is up to the great Creator to decide, and not in the way mankind speaks of it, but to decide who will be helped and who needs to learn just a little more.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a judgment, never a judgment. So what you have to do is accept whatever comes.
So when you say learn more, this is learn more through the pain or the illness or...
Yes, it is still an energy.
Mm.
Whether you are of what you call good health or have complaints, it is all energy.
Mm.
And that is why you are able to control it. Because with your spiritual mind, you can transmute any energy that is available to you.
Mm.
It is not a an easy one to describe.
Mm.
Because it is something we have never really discussed in full. But again, I say to you, why do you try to dissect it? Why can you not just allow it to happen?
Mm.
And know that you are part of that healing service.
So when we're here and we ask for healing in this room,
yes.
Is that... It is, again, I know, another form of healing, the absent healing, but how does it differ from us asking here? Who's doing the healing here? Is it us or is it people in spirit?
It is both.
Mm.
It needs to be asked from here, because you are dealing with a human being.
Mm.
If it was spiritual contact, that is something quite different. And contact with the human on the earth is quite different. Mm. The energies are the same but used differently. That's what you have to remember. All energy comes from the same source.
Mm.
But in the same way as, let's say, the table within this room is a much denser energy, but it is still the same energy of creation.
Mm.
It is all to do with the transmuting of different energies. But at the end of the day, if you wish to have a healing, you have to accept that the main healer is the great creator.
Mm.
Mm. You have mentioned on a number of occasions that healing can happen when the spirit is touched.
The spirit has to be touched. That is the whole idea,
yes,
of spiritual healing. Yes, if the spirit is not touched, then the conditions can continue.
And the great creative force decides that.
It depends on the energies. Again, we are talking difficult subjects when we speak about energy.
Yes.
Yes. But once the spirit is touched, then when you ask for healing for someone, those energies are ready and willing to be used.
Mm.
Do not forget that energy, in a sense, has mind, has feeling, has all the things that you, as human beings, have. Because you are the same energy. It is probably very difficult for you to accept the workings of healing energy.
Mm-hmm.
So the energy can only really help. You can ask for somebody, but the energy can only help if that person is willing to help themselves.
That is part of it. That is why we say when the spirit is touched, there will be a healing.
Mm.
Can I ask you, when you say the spirit is touched, could we liken that to a sort of awareness of the unity of life and oneness, feeling of oneness?
When you have the feeling of oneness, you are allowing the energy to be refined,
mm,
which of course puts you on a different level.
Mm.
Yes, it is complicated. There is no simple explanation that I can give you that would explain all the factors of healing.
Yes, so there are a few things that need to be in place for the spirit to be touched.
Yes, but if you realize how people are attracted to spirit, then it is not so strange that they would be touched by the healing energies.
Mm.
There are no mistakes, there are no accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone comes for healing, or whatever kind, then they are ready to receive that energy.
Mm. Mm.
Perhaps another word for touched might be moved. Would that be like you feel?
That kind of implies when you're being moved, it is more of a physical attribute.
Mm.
So no, I would not quite agree with you on that one.
Mm. Mm.
But to be touched, it means to be touched spiritually.
Mm. Right.
And not emotionally.
Not emotionally. Mm. Thank you.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes, that has helped a lot, actually. That has been a difficult subject to understand, but
it is a
difficult. That has made it a lot clearer, thank you.
Yes. It is just, you have to think. It is like when you pass to spirit, your energy changes. And although you are the same person, you are not the same person.
Mm.
Can you understand that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure you all do, but that is what happens. It is basically the use and energy transmuting itself for the right cause and the right purpose.
The energy would be, as we pass, would be a little bit more pure.
As you move closer into spirit, it refines, yes.
Yeah,
refines. Becomes more pure,
yeah.
Yes. Mm. Not too much to begin with, because you do not alter that much. You still have thinking, which needs to be dealt with.
Mm.
And it takes a little time.
Yes.
Depending on how you have lived your lives.
Mm.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
So when it is your turn, any of you, and I'm not saying who, do not expect miracles, because that is not what happens.
Mm.
You are already a miracle. You are already here upon this earth.
Mm.
But I hope it has helped you to think just a little more about energies.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. And of course, to finish the question the lady put about absent healing, you have to remember that thought and action are instantaneous.
Yes, we don't have to be in this room to send healing thoughts,
no,
or love at all. It can happen anywhere.
Just one thought is enough,
no,
to create what you are wishing for.
Mm.
That is the part the human being has lost and needs to regain at some point.
Mm.
That is why when your senses are heightened, that you can look at another human being and feel and see their pain. That is the spiritual aspect of yourselves,
mm,
that is at work. You understand?
Yes. Yeah. The difficulty is when you recognise that in somebody, and that person closes themselves off in such a way that nothing can help them, it seems.
But you have to respect their wishes.
Mm.
You cannot live another's life.
No.
And it is up to you then to say, I have done my very best,
mm,
and now I will go.
Mm. Not so easy when it's family, but yes, you do have to withdraw and protect yourself.
As you all must do. You are all responsible for your own selves.
Mm.
That is why you are here, to grow, to love others, and to recognize that spirit that you are here and now.
But also, you when you're asking for help for somebody, and you're thinking it should be however it should be, that's maybe not what should happen, so maybe that's why it doesn't work either.
No, you cannot wish for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You have to offer. That is not the correct word I wish to use.
Mm.
But you give that person to the healing energies of spirit.
Yes.
and you allow spirit to decide what can be done with those energies.
Yeah, that makes total sense, putting it that way.
Yes. This is always the problem. Trying to explain in simple terms what in fact is something not so easy to discuss. But my dear friends, you have no reason to worry. Continue to give your love to others, those who are well and those who are not so well. Every single human being at some time in life will feel the point where they wished they knew just a little more. And that is up to each and every one of you. And now, my dear friends, it is time that I left you. I always feel that when we come together, that your energies have grown so much. Thank that great Creator that you know. Give thanks for all that you have, all that you know, and all that you know you must do. Until I come next time, I leave you cloaked in that energy of love, which is also the energy of healing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Of course, with you.